Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends.
Your friends.
We're your neighbors.
We're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand.
Lifting hands.
Remembering God's favor.
God's favor.
We're your friends.
Your friends.
We're your neighbors.
We're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand.
Remembering God's favor.
You know, it seems like we've all been conditioned by calendars and dates.
I want you to hear what I'm saying.
But there's no time,
no,
like the present,
no time
to give love,
to give love,
and not hate.
Just give love.
And if we could just embrace our difference, always be something.
There'll always be something.
You know, each soul has its own goal, but to him we all must be.
So
why don't you give love?
We're friends.
We're God's love.
We're your neighbor.
And we'll lend a hand.
Lend a hand.
Remembering God's favor.
That's true too.
And I'm their friend too.
Now that's my baby.
And God is our friend.
Yes, he is.
In my world, all of them are my friends.
I wish everybody thought like you, baby. That's right. Now what I want you to do is clap your hands for me, pat your feet if you want to, because it's a celebration.
Greetings, and welcome once again to the Sunday broadcast of Emmanuel Shahid Shabbat, the reality of the Creator. We want to thank you once again, our radio listening audience, for joining us. Again, today we have had technical difficulties getting on, so I changed the time to 1:30 and rest a lot that we could get on. We keep having someone to kick us out on the internet who's trying to compete with us, which is Xfinity. And they come on trying to make me get their internet when I already have an internet service. And in doing so, they knock us off the air. So we pray a lot that we can stay on. We have only 30 minutes they've given us, but we will try to see what we can do with this time. And we want to thank you for joining us this morning. Our discussion is a world of people who can't see for looking. I'm going to make the shorten the summary today. I had to shorten in order to get on, because the more time I took trying to do the summary, the more they would kick us off. So I just gave a quick, brief, short summary. It's not really the one I want to give, but it's the same idea and the same message. A world of people who can't see for looking. A world of people who can't see for looking. Really a thought-provoking title it is. Most people are looking only at the things of this material world, so they can't see the unseen reality of the Creator, Almighty God Allah. This unseen spiritual world, Allah is the only reality. Reality is eternal. The human being is created with the mind, body, and soul. All three have to be fed. This is not earthly food. This food is spiritual food. The spirit of the humankind is the life of the human being's existence in the world. As you can see, we have a very heavy and profound title. As I said, we have only 30 minutes, and in that time, inshallah, you will enjoy the message. It will be as though you had the whole hour and 20 minutes. So now I bring to you, without further delay, Imam Shahid Shabab.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Okay, good. You can hear me. Everybody can hear me. That's good. I want to first of all say thanks and praise to Almighty God, Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, for blessing all of us to see this day, and especially for me because it's my birthday. I thank Almighty Allah for blessing me to be here to share his wonderful, beautiful message with you all, life-giving message with you all this day, and blessing me with such a wonderful spirit, his spirit, that has just reached people all in Baltimore already, in D.C. So that's the spirit of Almighty Allah, because his spirit is not bound by time. In his world, there is no time. Our world is time because we are on a schedule, a time schedule, to exist in this world, only temporary. It's not everlasting. It's just for a short time. And we have to leave. So people, with that, we're on with prayer. This prayer is the opening prayer of the final revelations called the Holy Quran. And this holy book is not for Muslims, only it's for all human beings that want to come in the human life, which is spiritual life, not animal life. And it goes like this, because the time is short, so we'll try to sum it up, and we ain't going to go too fast, but we're letting Allah use us to speak through us. We say it in English only, with the name Allah, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Praise be to Allah. All praise is due to Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the cherisher and sustainer of all the worlds, most gracious, the most merciful, master, ruler of the day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy favor and grace, those whose portion is not wrath and who go not astray. Again, we amend our lives to Allah so we can have life. He, Allah, our creator, is life. Now we'll continue this talk on people can't see for looking. Most people, they look and they see this creation, material world. Most people, they look at themselves in the mirror and they can't see their real self for looking at their false self. They look in the mirror and say, oh, man, I'm so beautiful. They fix, you have people in the mirror hour fixing up. Not only women, men too. Now you got men in the mirror more than the women. My mother used to tell me all the time, boy, get out of that mirror. Get out of that mirror. Come out of that bathroom. So, you know, because I thought I was a handsome guy. So I was looking at the flesh. But one day in my life, and this serves as an example for all people, one day in my life when I was a teenager, about at 17 years old, I was smoking what's called reefer at that time. And, so I had a little buzz, and I was not in my right state of mind, but at the same time, I hadn't forgot our God either. I always remembered him no matter what bad I did. And so I said these words, I'll never forget. I looked in the mirror and I said, this who I'm looking at, this not me. I said, the real me is inside this body. And one day, with your help, Almighty God, I'm going to free myself that's inside of me from what I'm looking at outside of me, my body. And that was my soul. And he did that for me at the age of 19. And so, oh, from 19 years old to 61 Most of my life has been serving Almighty God and trying to purify my life and stay away from sin and live a godly, a moral, clean, and pure life and stay away from the haram, the bad, immoral life. So with that said, I want to say in continuation of the talk, existence for human life is not animal life, people. It's not your body. That's not your life. They have people in the hospital right now on what they call machines, they, you know, so-called keeping them alive, whatever. Y'all know what the machine I'm talking about. Their brain is dead. Their spirit is out of their body, but the machine, a lot of machine to keep their body alive just until they take them off the machine. That shows you his power right there. He don't have to do that to show you that your animal life is not your real life, because once they take your body off that life support, that body is dead. It was already dead anyway when Allah took his spirit out of your body at your death. You dead then. So your animal life is not your life. Okay? Okay, we'll continue. So we say existence for human life is not animal life. Animal life can't think. Animals can't think. Think about this. Animals can't think. And you have to train animals. And you have to, and then if they mess up, you can't talk to them. You got to train them again. And we as slaves here, as black African-American people in America, we were treated like animals in slavery. We was even taught by the white man, the so-called white man, European, Caucasian, that we were three-fifths African-Americans of a human being. Almighty God made everybody true human beings when he put his spirit in every human being. Everybody, that white, so-called white, black people, whatever you want to call yourself, Almighty God, Allah said he created the nature of good in every human being. So he said he created all human beings equal. So white people say black people ain't equal with them. Said we are three-fifths of a human being. Three-fifths of a human being? How? When Almighty, who said that? Did God say we, Allah, say we were three-fifths of a human being? No. But guess what? They done taught us that for so long. If you teach a person a lie so long, they'll begin to believe that lie. And we as a people, African-American people, we've been taught that lie that we are animals, that we descended from monkeys and apes and baboons and coons, and three, we are three-fifths of a human being, that most African-Americans now act worse than animals. And they, but I don't condemn my people, but they must understand that in order to free yourself, you can't just accept to keep on killing your own race, hating your own self. But you got to go back to know who created you. You ain't your own God, and the white man ain't your God. But your God is the one you can't see. But he sees you, and you breathing that air that he's providing you to breathe. You can't see the air, but you breathing the air. Huh? And Almighty God, Allah says in the Quran, he's closer to the human being than our jugular vein. Y'all know what that vein is. That's the main vein. You cut that vein, you'll bleed, a human being will bleed to death. Okay? So mine. So we'll go back. Existence for the human life is not animal life. Animals can't think. Human life is thinking life. In order for a human being to be human, you got to think right. If you're always lying, if you're always trying to keep, dissension and hatred among people and killing and you this type of thing, you ain't no human being. You're evil djinn. An evil djinn is an evil spirit. So a real human being is a thinking human being. And when the human being thinks, Almighty God, Allah, speaks to us. And we can hear him. If we're sincere. And we want to do right. So, okay? So the human being is a thinking mind. So a person thinks, so is that person. That's who you are, what you think. And what you think, it's what? It manifests in your actions. See? So, people, let's give our life, our minds, our soul, and our heart back to Almighty God, Allah, our Creator, before it's too late. Allah is the life of everything that He created. Everything in creation that have life, He created it. Everything in creation, He created, period. You know, and life, you live when you have life, but when you don't have life, you kill. See, when you do killing and hating on people, that's because you don't have no life in you. You have death in you. You're spiritually dead. And then, that's what they say, I had a mind that the devil works out. So when your mind is not God conscious, it's idle. Idle means empty. It's empty. And the devil ain't going to let that mind stay empty. He's going to come in there and take over. He's going to start driving you, your car. I'm just using the metaphor. He's going to drive your car. You think Allah driving your car. No, the devil driving your car because your actions are ugly and bad. So life, when we have life, we live. How can people keep killing other people, hating other people, hurting other people, and call this type of conduct living? This moral conduct brings only death in the human life. Life is in good morality, good conduct, and death is in sin and bad conduct. So most people have got to be born again. Most people got to be born again. And somebody asked Jesus, a prophet Esau is his name in Arabic. The man say, how can I be born again? I got to go back up in my mother's womb and be born all over again? He said, no, don't play games with me. This is what Prophet Esau told him. Say, you know what I'm talking about. That ain't what I'm talking about. He said, you got to be born again in your soul and in your mind because you are out of touch with the good nature, the godliness in your heart and in your mind that God created you with, and you got to be born back again into His truth so you can come in your right mind and your right spirit. See, we got to be born again, and that's an everyday process. We have to die to live. Die to our own ways, die to our own thoughts, so we can live to God's ways and His will. His will is His ways. The body, our body, and it's not our life again, people. Allah gave the human being life when He put some of His spirit into our hearts. Allah, or the Creator, also made our hearts pure and clean. When He did this, only He said a pure in heart can see Him. If you're pure in heart, people, you can see Allah. You can see God right now. Not physically. You see Him in your heart, in your spirit. Allah or the Creator say He will never change our bad conditions until we change our heart, what's in our heart, the bad or the evil in our hearts. Change that bad, the bad desires, intentions you got in your heart to hurt people, to hate people, to be selfish. Most people are selfish in their heart. All they want is what somebody, what can you do for me? It ain't what I can do to help nobody else. So Almighty God said, as long as you think that way, your life going to be ruined. Your sin going to destroy you. He ain't going to save you either. So that is, stop people desiring evil. Stop desiring sin and wickedness. Allah, the Creator, say He created the nature of good in every human heart. So by nature, we are true spiritual people. Yes.
We only have 9 minutes left.
Oh, time is moving. We'll say this. But our spirits has to be awakened and back to the true spiritual life, people, inside the human heart. Only true love and the goodness of Allah can bring this about. Only the truth of Allah will set our hearts and souls free from our spiritual death. Most people, we're spiritually dead. Human life is eternal life. Our animal life is temporary life. But we, as individuals, have got to choose which life we want. Peace. So I'm through. Just had to cut it short. That's what I wanted to say. Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah. I want to remind you that you are listening to the Sunday radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of its creator. Unfortunately, I've had battles to fight today getting us on. Our card number was not accepted, so they gave us 30 minutes. I have to check and find out what's going on with that our credit card was not accepted this time, the same number we always use. Also, I have been battling with Xfinity, who's been telling me that I have to be on theirs. The only way I can get on the line is through them when I have my own service through to T-Mobile. So I'm fighting some battles, and every time I try to get the summary on, we can't do the summary, get on air until we do the summary. They would always kick me off. It was hard for me to get the summary on. So I had to go almost about 4 or 5 times before I finally got on air. So people, that's why we have a short time today. I do have 2 guests that we want to hear from. And so I'm going to call them now. The first one is 419-418-4367. Can you hear us? I see it's not coming on. We have a circle. When the circle keeps going on here and the red light doesn't come up, that means they're not getting on the air. So I pray a lot that they are hearing us, that they can get on to talk to us in the studio. So we'll just go move on and have Imam Shahid Shabazz to continue with the talk show. Imam Shabazz, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right, yes. So I think they can hear us, but they're not getting on in the studio because they have taken off somehow the internet acting up. That's because of Xfinity trying to keep us from airing. Anyway, as long as I can hear you and you can hear me, they came on with us, so they should be able to hear us.
Inshallah.
Go ahead. You have about 5 minutes to go. If you can go on and give a few extra moments of this beautiful teaching that you have to us within that time.
Okay. People, I would like to say briefly, self-enslavement, we enslave ourselves with our thoughts. Our self-will is false, people, and our self-will leads us into false desires. People, we enslave our souls when we want only only desire to satisfy our flesh or our carnal desires, our flesh desires. These desires are false desires. They lead us into false knowledge, falsehood, and false lifestyle. This material world is false. The things in it are false. So Almighty God, Allah, says in his final revelations in the Holy Quran, guidance is for all humankind. He says the root of all evil is the love of the material world and the things in it. People hate as a whole. Most people hate each other and despise each other. And he said he created us as people, human beings, to love each other, not hate and despise each other. I'm about ready to wrap it up. So, as a whole, love is the only way we can free ourselves, the true love of Allah. Most people don't care about anyone but themselves. Almighty God, Allah say, in this stage of time we're in, or evolution we're in, he say that most people, that these things would happen, what we see going on. And he say that most people would be following themselves and not following him. History repeats itself, and so we are seeing history repeat itself. So I'm going to end there for now because time is short and say we give all praise to the Creator, Allah. We thank our Creator for having so much mercy on us in spite of our weaknesses and our evil and sinful ways and bad conduct every day. And we should always stay in repentance because we sin even when you're living a good life, and people can see it by you being human, you're imperfect. And so you make mistakes. you're sinning even unconsciously. So in order to get to heaven, Almighty God say, keep your heart in repentance. Stay in repentance all the time. You ain't got to be saying it out of your mouth. He means keep your heart in repentance. Have a repentant heart. And he said, only those who have a repentant heart going to come back to him and be with him in his eternal kingdom in the life and the hereafter. See? Because if you keep you keep repenting, you ain't going to be satisfied with the wrong you're doing. Your conscience and heart ain't going to let you. You see? You're going to fear to displease God. Because when you displease Allah or the Creator, he said, you won't be displeased yourself. So you won't be unhappy. He's saying, my conclusion, hearts do find satisfaction in the remembrance of Allah, a God, or the Creator. So I'm basically through, sister, because the time is short.
Yes, we have 2 minutes. 2 minutes left, so we just give a prayer now, and we will end the session for today.
Okay, we will say, as we open with prayer, we will close with the same prayer, but we're going to say it in Arabic, the best we can, and we're not trying to impress nobody. I say that only because you have criticizers, and I mean, it don't really matter. I don't even condemn them, but it's, Allah says it's the intentions in the heart that count, not the words that come out of your mouth, even out of the Quran. So, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, Alhamdulillahirrabbilalameen, Ar-Rahmanirrahim, Maliki Yawmiddin, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in, اهتنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. With Allah's name, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, all praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of all the worlds, most gracious, most merciful, master, ruler of the day of judgment. Thee that we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us, Allah, the straight way, the way of those on whom you have bestowed your grace and favor, those whose portion is not wrapped, and who go not astray. Ameen. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Well, Latham Islam, thank you for joining us this Sunday for the reality of the creative man, Shahid Shabazz. Beautiful teaching. We pray that you will join us again next Sunday. And God willing, inshallah, we won't have a problem we had this time. I will try to make sure they are corrected tomorrow. I will see Timo. Thank you again. Have a great day. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
You there, Ma? I know they think so. I'm a show.
Mm. Mm-hmm.